Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this.
Hi, I'm John Lyon. I am the hockey stick guy from Toronto, Ontario. I'm happy to be here to do the Upcycle Canada podcast tonight.
All right.
Awesome. Thanks,
Thank
John.
You very much. And yes. Nice jersey, John.
I see that.
Yep. Look at that. We're all decked
sporting,
out.
Sporting a jersey.
I am a long-suffering Leaf fan, like, and there's lots of us.
So the only downside to this is Paige, if she sees this, we're in trouble because Paige at the store is a Montreal fan.
Yes.
So she's going to be commenting on the fact that I'm Rangers and you're Canada,
Canada.
And you're Toronto. So Paige might be a little upset, but we'll deal with that later.
I heard, and I have it in my mind, she wants a few more Montreal Canadiens items in the store, so I'm working on it.
Yes, you've heard.
That's right, yes.
Yes, she is a diehard, and she...
her family, they're all involved. Yeah,
they're very Montreal-ish.
Very passionate. Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, it's great to see you, John. Yes. Thank you for taking time for us tonight. We are lucky and blessed to have your products in our store.
Right.
We've had some great comments, some great customer feedback on what you make. We've had people coming back for more, which is always good. And we've been together for how long then in the store?
Over a year.
Over a year
I'm
you've
sure,
been with us?
Yeah, because I remember you coming last Christmas too.
No, so, I started with you right around COVID, February of 2020 or March of 2020, right around when you opened the store.
Yeah, that's okay. Right. Yeah.
Time goes fast.
Yeah,
oh, that's amazing.
Years.
And you're the first store that I'm in. I'm in three more now. I'm in four total. But you have a special place in my heart, being the first store.
Nice. See, that's so nice of you. That's great. So John, how did this all start for you? What was the first thing you did, and what was the idea behind starting something like this?
Well, yeah, I've always been like the name's right there. I've always been a hockey guy ever since I was a kid, and. Not to make too long a story, I guess when I was 6 years old, my brother was drafted by the Minnesota North Stars and proceeded to have a minor league career with a few games with the Pittsburgh Penguins. And so,
oh, wow.
And I was 6 years old. So I'm like, wow, I get to watch this pro hockey and go down and visit the cities where he's playing and practice with the team, go in the press box. And so, you know, that kind of shaped my early interest in hockey. That's for sure. I always played at a high level. You know, it turned out I was pretty good too, and played, you know, AAA hockey in Toronto and Junior A hockey in Toronto and Provincial Junior A. It was drafted by the Windsor Spitfire, so I was always like a hockey guy. It was hockey culture in my family, hockey, hockey, hockey. And so later, coaching, managing my kids, whatever. So I ended up saving a bunch of sticks. I wake up one day 5-8 years ago, and I've got 40-50 sticks in my garage. I want to build something. I always wanted to build a coffee table. Built a coffee table. Everyone liked it, and I've basically continued from there. That's the kind of the genesis of it. Now I'm selling 10-15 different products, and things are going well. That's how I got started. Always interested in hockey. Saved my own sticks and built a keepsake, and then kind of kept going from there.
So is this considered like a side thing for you, or do you do this full time, or do you have a regular full time job and this is like your?
Oh yeah, no, this is definitely my part time job. I'm still working full time. I'm an urban planner, in the city, and so, but really with COVID, when I started with you in the store 2 years ago, March of 2020, when everyone got shut down, I'm in my bungalow in Toronto with my wife and two daughters, and we're all working from here, and we don't have enough internet and so on and so forth. And so the evenings comes around. Well, what are you going to do? So I went out to the garage and I started building. I joke that I haven't come out of the garage since March of 2020. I've been building a lot of stuff. It's cold in the winter. It's hot in the summer. But it gives me, I guess, an outlet to get out of everybody's hair and be creative and do something that I enjoy. Time goes quickly when I'm out there.
So it's rewarding to have something on the side that kind of is a passion project, something that you enjoy doing. It's not really, it's a lot of work, obviously, to do what you're doing, but it's not your full-time job. So you have that as kind of a deflection, right, from your everyday responsibilities and everything you're doing for your regular full-time job. And it's just this nice little side thing. You can work when you want to. You don't want to work. You don't need to work, right? But it sounds like you're getting busier over time.
Yeah, you're funny. You make me think because I am getting busier. And sometimes I don't really like it when I have too many orders that I have to fill. Kind of the best time is, or maybe the most fun project that you work on is something that's not been ordered for somebody, something that you just want to do, whether you like the idea of it, you like the colors, you like the team, you know, because I do a lot of NHL team theme things. So for example, I'm working on a couple of California Golden Seals items right now. You may remember that or not, the California Golden Seals were a team in the 1970s, you know, when I was a kid. They were terrible. They haven't existed for a long time. Everyone liked their colors, they're green and yellow and white, and they had white skates. They were very famous for the white skates. So I'm doing some California Golden Seal stuff right now. I think that'll go over well with older people who remember the seals. So yeah, I'm doing all kinds of different things. Doing some Team Canada stuff. I'm doing some Team USA stuff. I'm doing all kinds of different theme stuff, maybe even mixing in some other sports like some golf clubs, as you know, and maybe some baseball items. And so, yeah, we'll see where I go next. Who knows?
It's exciting. And this is not just a local thing in Toronto, right? You are growing. You have your audience and you're shipping to different places outside of Ontario and outside of your area. So, like, tell us about growing that way as well.
Sure. Well, I mean, when I started, I was just thinking, and when I started, I don't know much about business. I didn't have a business plan. I just started to build. And so you start from the beginning. You were the first store that I was in. I'm in three other stores now, one in Toronto, one in Victoria Harbour, and one in Gravenhurst. And they all sell well, different things sell well at the different stores. But I also sell a lot on Kijiji, Facebook, and Instagram. And I'm able to reach the kind of international audience, particularly the States. And so I do sell to a lot of hockey crazy families in the States, mostly in the northeastern, you know, snowy states. And I was recently just telling you that I made my first overseas sale. I guess it was in the fall. I sent something to a fellow in Taiwan who used to live in Montreal. So I have a number of inquiries from Germany and other countries. So, I mean, if somebody wants to pay the shipping, I'll send them a product.
That's really good. That's encouraging, right? When you're out there working in the garage, you're thinking, what could this side hustle become?
Yeah.
You know, you're seeing the results. You're seeing people come back with great feedback on a great product that you make, which is great. I think that's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, the feedback has been quite good. And well, like you in your store, what I really appreciate, frankly, is a repeat customer. And so, you know, because, you know, you've done a good job with the first, you know, the first product or products you've made for them. And so I'm starting to get people coming back now for whatever other items for the rec room or man cave or woman cave. And because a lot of my customers are women, I get more women buying than men. So I have to be kind of aware of who I'm selling to. Yeah, I do. I don't know, maybe 60-70% of my customers are women. Which is awesome.
Even in our store, I've seen most of the people that are shopping are women, like you said, for either their son or brother or husband. And I've even had a woman come in.
Or say, daughter. Yeah. Or daughter or themselves. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I've got that. And they've walked through the store, a repeat customer, and they're naming off some of the things that they've already purchased from you, kind of looking for something new, right? Again. And it's neat to see the customers come back and acknowledge what they've already purchased of and how they like it and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, I will admit that. The repeat customer is my favorite kind of customer.
Yeah,
definitely.
We've had some really interesting comments, too. Like, we try to put your stuff outside the store, in the walkway in front of the store. Mm-hmm. So we'll put your coat racks, your standing hockey stick coat racks. Those are always popular. We put those out. We put your... Yep. You put your Canadian flag ones and your American flag ones you've been doing, mm-hmm. putting them right outside. Yeah. And you see people walking along and they stop, they back up. They're looking at it. They're looking at the pucks, holding the standing rack up. They're just like shocked. They're like, where did this come from? Like, you don't see this everywhere, you know? And I love the uniqueness of what you're making. It's It's great products.
Yeah, thank you. And one of the things I like too is, you know, even if I do another a product again and again and again, it's never the same because you're, whatever, you're different sticks, different colored sticks, different trim, different colored trim, different hooks, different pucks. It's never, you know, it's never exactly the same. And so that I like.
It's amazing.
Do you do you have a favorite thing you prefer to make, or is there some things that sell the most, like, or any of that?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, you know, funny. I brought a couple of things to show.
Oh, perfect!
Nice.
Oh, yeah. But,
I mean, this is not necessarily my favorite. I'm not a big Philadelphia Flyers fan, but I do like the colors. I do like the orange and the orange hooks were unique. And so, you know, like I can do most NHL teams in this kind of a theme. Some colors are harder to find, like teal for the San Jose Sharks is really difficult, and purple for Anaheim. Yeah. But anyway, so these racks I can do. They're you know, they're not too expensive to purchase. They're not hard to make. I like them because, you know, there's a lot of color. There's a team puck. There's team colors. Sometimes even the correct color hooks. So these I like. This generally speaking, like smaller items, like the ones I just showed you, sell well at your store and other stores. But one of the things that sell well for me directly from home, from my garage, are larger, and primarily coffee tables and benches sell well for me. If people find me online, and they do a special team theme, or they do a special, you know, they provide their sticks if they're living close to me and say, can you do a keepsake? So to answer your question specifically, coffee tables are my most favorite things to do. They're the easiest. They're easiest on my body, and I just like them. There's a good bang for the work there. It looks nice. It's big. It's colorful. That's my favorite thing. Is the coffee table.
Awesome.
That's good. So if somebody was out there, John, and they wanted to create their own business, their own side hustle, what kind of advice would you give them as far as starting out? And they don't have a business plan. They don't have everything figured out, but they want to start. What would you suggest to them?
Well, that's a question that I wasn't expecting, because I'm not really a business person, and I kind of still don't consider myself a business person. I consider myself just a guy in his garage kind of fooling around making stuff. Honestly, my advice would be just to, if you have an idea of something that you think you would like to do, and or you think somebody else would like the look of it, make it. See if you can, you know, see what people think, get the feedback, see if you can sell it, contact stores like yourselves, or, you know, I've had good luck, contacting stores. And frankly, some of the stores that I'm in, they contacted me, cause they saw my stuff online. So I'd say the online presence is very important. I'm not great with the technology, but, you know, if you can take a picture of your stuff and put it on social media to sell, then, you know, that's a good start. And so, yeah, if you have any idea, there's tons of interesting things that I've seen, given, you know, some of the groups I'm involved in, a group called Hockey Homemade or Hockey Small Business, for example, all kinds of, you know, whatever, lanyards, glasses, personalized pucks, T-shirts, flags that people make all over the place. It's amazing. Well, you're in the business, you see all kinds of interesting things that people make, so. If you have an idea, something you want to try, try it. I bet you it'll work out. That's my advice.
Yeah. And so you have people buying, like you mentioned, people shopping and buying things from you, and they're not here in Toronto. They're not here in Ontario. So how are most of your customers outside of your area finding you then? Is it through social media?
Oh, for sure. As I said,
okay.
Kijiji, Facebook Marketplace, and Instagram. Not very much Kijiji for whatever reason. But Facebook Marketplace and Instagram are my two go-tos. My daughter's actually built me a website for Christmas, which I don't have up and running yet. I think that will work well. But yeah, as I was saying, you'd be surprised. That would be my advice to anyone who's listening, is that if you want Facebook Marketplace, there's a group for pretty much anything. If you like Doug and the Slugs or Men Without Hats or the Beatles, there's groups that like those bands. If you like hockey stick furniture, there's a group, the people that like that. If you like baseball hats, there's a group that people, you know, and so if there's a, I think there's a group of like-minded people that you can, well, you can find and, you know, perhaps sell to.
Mm-hmm. That's really smart. That's really good.
Cool.
So what are some of your future plans?
Yeah.
What are some of your future plans for you and for your side hustle?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I mean, you know, right now, I'm just happy to kind of gotten over the Christmas rush because I was awful busy at Christmas. I had to turn away a few people, which I didn't like doing, you know, but I couldn't guarantee them by Christmas. So then spilling over to January and February, I've cleaned some stuff up and I still have a few things to work on. So I am planning on continuing to refresh my stores like yours as they sell items. So I kind of have to have stuff on available. Last summer I did a few marketplaces. So I did you've done them. I did one full week. I did a weekend and I did a day at different places. So the place that I did a week, the Muskoka Shipyards in Gravenhurst, was good. And I'm booking another week there. So that requires, you know, dozens of items to be ready.
Yeah.
So I'll start building for that is what I'll do. And of course, I have a summer cottage myself. So I got to have some fun in the summer. So I build on the weekends, but not as much as I do in the winter.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah, kind of stockpile some inventory then in preparing for the future dates and stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, I mean, you never really have enough, I find, because you never have enough.
That's a good problem
to have. Because, again, you need... Well, I guess, but if you're going to a show, maybe you don't do anymore, but I know you used to do a lot of shows, you need, 30, 40, 50, 60 items, depending what you're selling. You know, to make sure you're stocked, you know, to sell for a weekend or a week or whatever. It's a lot of stuff, a lot of items, a lot of labor.
Yeah, we're actually getting invited back to shows now, and we're setting up in Hamilton. We have a show coming up in Hamilton in June. We have another show at another event in Vineland coming up. We're going to be bringing your stuff as a representation of the store and to promote you as well, bringing you to those shows as well and having your stuff on sale for there. So.
That sounds great. We'll see there. There's more work for me. I just got busier.
So we'd like to be able to take a piece of the store so people can get an experience of shopping at Upcycle Canada and get a taste of the different vendors in our store and how unique everyone is.
Yeah.
And in doing podcast interviews, we're interviewing people who are like you, diverting items from the landfill and giving something new purpose, right? And we all are in different lanes, but we're all headed in the same direction, right? So you're doing hockey sticks, we're doing wood and painting wood. We have people who do textiles. We have all different people in the store that are kind of doing something unique about repurposing. So for you, why is repurposing and diverting hockey sticks from potentially going in the landfill, why is that important to you?
Yeah. Well, you know, I was thinking about that before we came on the air. And so briefly, I mean, so my background is in urban planning or planning, as I told you. I did my master's at the University of Guelph in rural planning and resource management. And in fact, my thesis was in the area of waste reduction campaigns and reduce reusing, recycling, and so on. I have a background in construction from summer work when I was a teenager and in my 20s. And so if you think of it, you know, this fun work and business that I'm doing with hockey sticks kind of encompasses everything. And my love of hockey and interest in construction and waste management and reducing, reusing, and recycling of hockey sticks, keeping them out of landfill, repurposing all these wonderful items. So I didn't really kind of realize that was the case until I thought about it, you know, preparing to talk to you. But it's a nice tie-in.
Yeah, it checks a lot of boxes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just goes right down the list.
Plus, I just think they look so damn cool. You know what I mean? When I look at something like this, this is kind of a one that's made to look a bit more rustic and older looking hooks and older looking sticks. And I have some even older looking sticks seem to make a really good. In fact, I have one here. Certain places in the province really like cottage country. They really like. I hope I've given you guys something like this, but
see how old these are.
In fact, they're so old. They're so old you can't read the brand name or primarily or can't.
That's
read
gorgeous,
many of them.
John. It's gorgeous. Yeah,
thank you. I found that these have sold well, and so it's a bit of a struggle to find the old sticks. It's a bit of a struggle to find the old hooks. It's a bit of a, now the trim's a little easier. It's just kind of any kind of old beat up wood, but yeah, these are popular. Think of this in an old cottage in Muskoka or Halliburton or Georgian Bay. People like them.
Yeah. You can picture that in a bar.
Those I would like.
Yeah.
I haven't targeted, sports bars or, sports stores or anything of that nature is something I should consider, but yeah, I guess it would look nice in a bar.
So as far as the hockey sticks go, like you've had your own personal collection, if people have some that they want to donate to you or at probably a small fee, I don't know how people with their hockey sticks, if there's some that they want to get rid of, how would they contact you to be able to collect those things for yourself for these projects?
Right. Well, I mean, they can contact you through the store, say, for example, if I give out my information here. But I mean, I have ads up, on social media that I will come and collect your hockey sticks out of your garage. If you're, don't throw them out. I'll repurpose them. In fact, I just had a fellow, I have some regular suppliers as well, folks that work at hockey rinks that will save them for me, and give them to me or sell them to me at a modest price. I just had another fellow yesterday who is collecting them, works at a rink. So these are, I give away all my secrets. Think about it this way. You think in Southern Ontario, you think, well, the average person, how many hockey sticks do they have in their garage? Answer is a lot. And so, as the kids get older, or they move out or they sell the house, what do they do with the sticks? Well, I don't want them to end up in landfill. And there's some pretty cool things in people's garages that, that can make something nice like this, live on for another 50 years. So, I'm happy to do it. And so I have the ads up. I'm happy to, I will pay a modest price or free is always better for, a small business, for your costs, because there's a lot of other costs in the stuff that you do as well.
Yeah. And there's, I guess a big part of your cost is your time and effort. Right. To work with this material and repurpose it does take a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. It sure does. I was trying to estimate how many hours a week I spend at it. And it's the mind kind of boggles, whether it's, searching online for products or dealing with customers online or, I'm a bit crazy. I will drive a longer way to pick up, sticks, hooks, pucks, helmets, anything I can use. So I have to be careful. Otherwise I'll drive 3 hours one way to pick up, something. And that's not wise use of time.
No, that's for sure.
So, yeah. But there's lots of stuff in Southern Ontario, right? We're the self-described hockey capital of the world, in Southern Ontario. So there's lots of hockey stuff here.
Yeah. And it's not easy for people to ship this kind of stuff to you. It's awkward. It's big. It's long sticks, whatever. So yeah, definitely if you can reach it, in a travel instead of shipping something. Yeah. It's definitely better.
Yep.
Yeah.
For sure. Sticks are very awkward. You're right. But in the right circumstance, I have shipped sticks. I have sold some sticks, large lots to other people who are building with them, or I have purchased large lots, from other parts of the country. If the price is right, it's worth it. Let's put it that way. I'm talking large amounts, like 100 sticks or something.
Yeah.
Not worth it for 5 or 10.
No. No, that's great. It's really good. So you said the website will be coming in the future. That's a nice addition as well.
I wonder where that will take me. And I've also considered going on other websites. I haven't, for example, Etsy or I guess eBay, but Etsy in particular, right? Where you pay a portion of your proceeds right to the website. The other ones that I'm on, so far are free of charge. So.
Yeah. That's another different thing. And then there's the shipping baked into that as well. So we've tried Etsy as well. We sold a couple things. But then, just having your own website, you're going to open a door, John, to a lot of people checking out your stuff. And I don't know, you're going to get even busier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I am a little bit nervous about that because, it's part-time for me and I'm enjoying it. And it's probably just about the right level of busyness for me now. As I think I told you, I'm happy because I think I'm clearing some stuff up this week, and then I can do what I want, or, you know, or just experiment a little bit. And yeah. So we'll see. You see how, I don't want to get too busy. You're right. Although I do have maybe retirement coming in a few years. So we'll see. I'll have to decide if I want to go both feet in at that time.
Well, the nice thing if I haven't cut my fingers. The nice thing about having a side hustle, though, is that if it does end up being something in the future, you've started it now. You're not going to wait until you retire and then start a side hustle, right? You've kind of built this up over time. You can kind of see how it goes. And if it works out well and you're enjoying it, it could lead into something for you in a retirement situation. Right. But like I said, you're not waiting and then starting new, right? You have this in your back pocket and you can grow it as you want. You can slow down as you want. You're in control of this right now.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. And so without being too specific, like a few years ago, you know, my prices were a little lower. Now they're a little higher and that's fine. And, you know, you pick and choose a little bit what you want to do, what projects you want to work on. You know, you don't have to take every person's, not order, but their ideas. If they, you know, some people may call me with an idea where they want to build something very unusual. And I'll say, I'm too busy to take, you know, to experiment, you know, by doing that. I'm sorry. Because I do have, you know, a full line of, you know, 10, 12, 14 products that I already make that keeps me busy. So, yeah, it's nice to be in control of it, as you say, a little bit, your choice.
And I like, before we hit record, John, you were telling us a story about a very important piece that you made recently for a family here in our area in Niagara. And I'd love to kind of share that story with people because it's nice to meet a maker who puts their heart into something special and unique for a family. And you did that in this situation. So tell us a little bit about the bench that you made.
Sure. Well, as I was saying, I mean, as part of my work, you know, I do end up doing, you know, occasionally memorial items for folks who have passed away. And, you know, in their favorite team color or sometimes with the sticks that they have used, you know, their family has given me. But I was commissioned in the fall of this year to make a bench for a young fellow. I think he was 8 to 10 years old, just a grade school student from the Niagara area and a woman family, you know, on social media. And she commissioned me to make a bench, you know, in his honor. He'd passed away a couple of years ago. So the bench is ready, paid for, and yet to be picked up. And there's a plaque on it, you know, the fellow's name. I guess I won't say it in case, you know, it's the one to remain private or confidential. But then I was watching the Leaf game last night. And I hear Alex Ovechkin and a young cancer patient that he had befriended from the Niagara area. And it was this fellow's name. And I did a bench for that guy. And
that's
so
amazing.
And yeah, so this fellow had, you know, Alex Ovechkin had flown him down to Washington many times. And he was, you know, I guess diagnosed with terminal cancer at a very young age. And they became very close. And this young fellow did in fact pass away, I believe 2 years ago. And, so happy to do the bench for him and feel honored. The bench will go to his former grade school. It's called a buddy bench. I understand if you're feeling lonely or sad or whichever, you go sit on the bench, and this is an invitation for other students, parents, and teachers, whatever, to come sit with you and talk. So, nice. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And you had indicated to me beforehand that maybe once it's delivered, you may, you know, go down, have a look, take a picture, etc. So, you know, I'm going to say that's the most special thing I've done so far. Yeah, this work.
That's amazing, John.
That's really cool.
I have another example for you too, John. I don't know if we've shared this with you before, and if we have, I want to share it with the audience then too and bring them in on this. I had a lady come into the store probably around November, late October of last year. She came in the store. She just dropped by. She had never been to the store before. No idea what we sold in our store, but she came in and she fell in love with your products. She just loved everything hockey, okay? And she was actually on her way later that evening to a fundraiser for her son's friend who played hockey and he had passed away in his early 20s. And they were having a fundraiser that evening to raise money for his family and for the cost of the funeral and stuff like that. And she was just kind of, she came in totally not looking to shop or buy. She just wanted to see the store. And she stood there looking at your products. And I came up, I talked to her, I talked about you and kind of the process of how you do what you do. And she's like, and then she just said, well, you know, I'm actually going to this fundraiser tonight. And, you know, these items are just gorgeous. So I said to her, take what you want and we are going to pay for them. We'll supply them. We're going to give them to you, take them to the fundraiser and use them to raise money. And she picked out about two or three of your items. And she just, the look of astonishment in her face, first of all, to walk into some random store, meet somebody for the first time, fall in love with great products made by you, John. And then for her to walk out of the store in disbelief, holding, like hugging the stuff you made.
And hadn't paid for any.
And didn't pay for any of it. It was completely donated by us. And and thank you for making it.
Yeah.
She took it to this fundraiser and they were able to raise money for her family. So that's the kind of stuff that for us, that we can do little things like that to help people when we have great makers like you in the store making beautiful quality products that people fall in love with. That's so cool for us to experience that. I wish you could be there every day to see those things happen too, when people fall in love with your products in person. But John, you're doing great things that people love and appreciate.
Yeah.
And it means a lot to people. And I want you to know that we are beyond blessed to have your products in our store, because you can tell that you care about what you do. And to be with us from day one really is so wonderful.
Yeah.
So we really do appreciate you, John. We really do.
Well, thank you. Everybody loves hockey, don't they? I mean, I think it's the sticks and it's the colors and it's the, you know, it's the way they look. It's not me so much as it is kind of the product that kind of it sells itself, but they're just so damn cool. You know, I just happen to be the guy who makes them. And you know, you're right though. I do not as much as I'd like, but there are a number of folks who've approached me in Toronto and I've approached them, and I will donate items to their fundraisers as well. Friends, family, in particular, you know, not a lot of folks that I don't know have approached me, but maybe after tonight they'll approach me more, but because I'm happy to donate items for these fundraisers for sure.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of having a small business, a side hustle, is you have that flexibility. It's going to cost you time. I obviously understand that, time and effort. But to be able to bless somebody with something that's going to help them, just, it's great. You know, and I speaking for us, I appreciate you, John.
Yeah.
And that we have the opportunity to have your stuff in our store.
Well, that's great. I love being there. And again, you're my first store, and you guys have a fantastic store. When I go there, I often think, geez, most of this stuff's a lot better than my stuff in the store. But I mean, but everything's different. Everything's different, right? And you know, you have a fantastic selection of vendors and artists from all over country. In fact, I've sent you an artist, right? Because I know you were looking for artisans from all over. And there's this young fellow's stuff was fantastic. So I think he was only like 19 or 20, and I met him, you know, just through my work online with hockey. He does some hockey stick stuff, and I said, Jonathan, you got to contact my friends at Upcycle Canada. I'm sure they'd be happy to feature you. So I think you will be having his stuff in your store.
We reached out to him too. We actually reached out to him before we spoke to you, and then we put everything together where you had told us to talk to him. We had already reached out to him, and it was this weird combination of conversation going on. But we put it all together, and he's going to actually come on the podcast as well and talk about his journey.
He mentioned that too. Now, of course, he's in somewhere in Quebec, so I guess.
Yeah.
But that's that. You goods have to be shipped, but myself being in Toronto, I like to drive down to St. Catharines once every few months to stock you up and visit.
That's great,
much appreciated.
And have coffee with Jen last night.
That's
have
right.
Coffee
last
time. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. So, John, we don't want to keep you too much longer because I know you have a lot to do, and you've got to just be the king of all hockey sticks, of course. So the best way for somebody to get in touch with you, if they have a special project, they got some sticks to donate to you, they just want to meet you and talk to you, what's the best way for somebody to reach out to John Lyon?
Well, I guess the easiest way to remember is to reach me on Instagram with the handle at the hockey stick guy, one word. So that's okay. Easy to remember. If they're watching this podcast, they can write it down on Instagram. Or, of course, they can contact you at the store if they know Upcycle Canada in St. Catharines as well. But without a website yet, yeah, at the hockey stick guy on Instagram is the best way to reach me. And a lot of people do reach me on Instagram from all over North America.
Well, now they're going to hear you on a podcast, too. So we might get you a few more customers.
Yeah,
well, I'm ready. I'm excited. Springtime, I'm hoping, is going to be good. And yeah, I sound corny, but people say to me, like you, I mean, you're a vendor, people who in their homes, they say, oh, you know, thanks for doing that. And I say, it's no problem. I love doing it. You know, and they send me pictures of their little boy or girl with the item that I've made for them. It's a huge, huge kick out of it. I get a huge kick out of it. So.
Excellent. Appreciate it, John.
Yeah.
It's good. We're good. Thank you so much, John.
Thank you.
And we're going to have everybody come to see you. One thing we like to do at the end of the podcast, John, is we ask for an Easter egg, a secret word for those that have listened all the way through the podcast to right now. We want to give out a little secret word to them. And what they're going to do is they're going to send that secret word from you back to us in an email or a message or somehow. They're going to send that word back to us. And we're going to do something special for them for reaching out. So we just want to honor those great listeners that have listened all the way to now. So, John, do you have a secret word, any word you want, and the listeners have to give this word back to us? What would that word be, John?
I don't know. I guess we could make it something simple like hockey.
Hockey.
Awesome.
All right. That's the word.
That works.
So I mean, if you are hockey. Listening.
It could be hockey stick, but I mean, that's two words.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to go with hockey. So if you've listened to this podcast all the way through with the great John Lyon here, Hockey Stick Man, this is the keyword, hockey. You send that to us, DM it, email it, however you want to do, and we will send you something great. And we're looking forward to that.
That'll be great.
Wow, if I sent you the word hockey, would you give me a parting gift too?
I think you're disqualified, John.
I'm kidding. Right? That's a good thing. It sounds exciting.
Yeah.
It's good. Uh-huh. So we appreciate your time, John.
Yes.
Thank you so much for taking time for us.
Thank you. And we're going to enjoy it.
We'll be back in the store tomorrow selling great stuff from John Lyon. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, with the COVID restrictions loosening and springtime coming, I expect, all businesses, I think, will do much better upcoming. It's very, very exciting times.
Yeah. We wish you well, John. Thank you so much. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. A review of this episode on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Please help us build this community by sharing our podcast with your family and friends. Our thanks to Jacob Moon for the instrumental backing track used in this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.
Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, a current dad, an empty nest dad, We have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share it with you and to share it with a special dad in your life, dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca, dadspace.ca, for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aww. It's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. And now we dance.